The following was recorded at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The government of Greece has to do three things to get another international bailout and avoid defaulting on huge loans. First, it has to survive a confidence vote in Parliament, and that's scheduled for less than an hour from now. Next, the government has to enact severe spending cuts. And third, it has to push through laws to implement them. Takis Tridimos is a professor of banking law at Pennsylvania State University and Queen Mary College, University of London. He's in London right now, in fact. What happens if there is a no vote tonight, that there is a no-confidence vote?
The point is, if there is a no-confidence vote this evening, which I do not expect there to be, that will be an indication that the political elite in Greece, that the parliament in Greece, does not want to implement the austerity plan, which is a condition for paying out the next installment of the EU IMF aid.
Okay, so it sounds like you think the stakes are too large for a no vote. Let's say there is a yes vote, the vote passes. Greece will receive then 12 billion euros, or about $17 billion, from the International Monetary Fund to pay its debt. Then there's another serious happening. This is an austerity package that the Greek government has to impose on its people. What's the nature of the austerity package itself?
Effectively, what Greece has to do is three things. First of all, it has to shrink, it has to reduce the public sector. Public sector pay in Greece has virtually doubled over the last 10 years, and it is simply unaffordable. So a key component of the austerity program is to reduce public sector pay. The second aspect is to improve the collection of taxes. There is widespread tax evasion, and enforcement of tax laws seems to be lacking. And the third, and perhaps the most important aspect, is to implement restructuring measures which will improve the competitiveness of the Greek economy.
So let's take the first, cutting pay of civil servants. One would think that that would be a pretty tough pill to swallow. Ridding corruption, getting people to pay taxes, I would think that that would get the support of the people. And how about in terms of the third itself, in terms of further cutbacks, how much popularity does any of this have in truth among the people of Greece?
It doesn't appear to carry much popularity. The question is, what is the alternative? And there doesn't appear to me to be a better alternative. The austerity package is by far the optimum choice. So I think it is absolutely vital that the austerity program is carried out. If it isn't, then I think there is a very serious risk of default.
The pressure that has been exerted there by many people of Greece is intense. There have been protests, as you well know. Are there fears that whatever the vote, that those protests and the anger could be ignited even further?
I think the austerity package, the new measures, have to be enforced day in, day out over the next 1, 2, 3 years. And I think that's the most difficult part, because inevitably there may well come a point where Greek people will feel that a diet of contraction and austerity is not really what they want to do, and they might well feel that they've had enough.
Who in the United States is watching what's happening today and what will be transpiring in Greece, and who has the most at stake?
American banks, United States banks, do have an exposure to Greek debt. Now, these things are difficult to estimate. The potential exposure of U.S. banks to Greek government debt is estimated to be around $34 billion. So we are talking about a very significant amount of money. U.S. banks are the third in line after French and German banks in terms of their exposure to Greek debt. So it is important to monitor, and indeed the government does so.
Does this trickle down to the individual investor?
It does, although by the time we get there, the ripple effect will obviously have attenuated a lot. But I don't think we are there yet. We don't need to be alarmist. I think we need to take one step at a time. I think it is important to buy time, as it were. The trouble is that if Greece goes down, that will have an adverse effect on foreign banks, non-Greek banks, that hold a lot of the Greek government debt and who will therefore have to write it off. So that is the potential risk.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Professor.
Thank you.